Aid groups like Doctors Without Borders are well aware of the human tragedy unfolding in Somalia, but Americans in general are not. That's a complaint from many Somalis in the United States, especially those trying to raise money for famine victims back home. WGBH Radio's Philip Martin reports.
After prayer at the Islamic Cultural Center in the Roxbury section of Boston, Hersi Hassan and other young Somalis sit down to discuss the crisis in the Horn of Africa. Though raised most of his 21 years in Boston, Hassan remembers life in a refugee camp and says the famine has affected all Somalis.
I just feel like the world hasn't reacted to what's happening in Somalia, you know? It's like it's affecting the whole region, the whole Somali ethnicity, you know? The world should be doing more. Should be like the main news.
Across the street at the Butterfly Cafe, Somalia is the main news. Abdullahi Abdurrahman, who left Somalia 30 years ago, has been collecting thousands of dollars in donations to send home. Rahman says he is also deeply disappointed with the public response.
When Haiti had the earthquake, the whole world got up, especially the United States. Even I was part of it, helping the community of Haiti. But I don't see that support from the other communities or the state or the city or the neighbors or the country.
A Haiti situation is sort of the classic where you're going to get an immense response.
Joel Charney is vice president for humanitarian policy at Interaction in Washington, D.C. That's an alliance of relief and development organizations. He argues that the crisis in Haiti and Somalia really aren't the same, and that people aren't apathetic about Somalia's plight. They're just confused.
Even though Haiti is known to be sort of this hopeless bastion of poverty, it's an easily accessible country that's close to the United States. So rather than saying, oh, it's compassion fatigue, I just think people are looking at a genuinely difficult situation and are, in a way, confused about the right way to respond.
So Somali communities from Toronto to Boston to Portland, Maine to Minneapolis and Denver have concluded that they only have each other to rely on. But while humanitarian groups agree Somalia hasn't been on the larger public's radar like the earthquake in Haiti or the tsunami in Japan, people are giving. Clam Lawrence is from PayPal, which collects millions of dollars online on behalf of charities.
We actually organized a campaign for eBay and PayPal users in the U.S., U.K., and Canada, and they responded by raising $3.1 million. For the Horn of Africa famine relief, a large majority of that for the World Food Program.
And Somalis are making alliances with other well-known humanitarian organizations, including Oxfam America. Gino Tiafolo runs Oxfam's office in Nairobi, Kenya. Conditions on the ground in southern Somalia are too dangerous, says Tiafolo, so Oxfam works in partnership with Somalis inside the country.
Somali people are much more capable than outsiders give them credit for. For example, we have a program in Mogadishu, which is doing therapeutic feeding for malnourished children. The people who are doing the actual work in the 15 therapeutic feeding centers that we have across Mogadishu, they are all Somalis.
But the humanitarian work being carried out by small Somali NGOs and large groups like Oxfam may not be enough. Interaction in D.C. says $1 billion more is needed. Back at the Islamic Cultural Center in Boston, Hersi Hassan seethes with frustration. He's convinced that Somalis will always receive less sympathy from the world community.
The world has a stereotype, and I feel like a lot of my friends, when they think of Somalia, present-day Somalia, people think of, oh, you guys are poor, you guys are skinny, you guys are hungry, you know? Whether it be Al-Shabaab or pirates, I just feel like people need to just broaden their view of what's there, you know?
Until that happens, Somalis have to rely mostly on each other, says Hassan, because that's all they can do. For The World, I'm Philip Martin.